We continue Be'ezat Hashem in Masechet Moed Katan. We are on the top line of Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Baruch ben Shlomo, Shlomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam, Shaul ben Latifa, Sulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ladisya, and Simcha bat Ladisya, Alehem HaShalom. In connection to what we were talking about till now, which is kablanut, to do work by a contractor, which means someone who is not hired and paid by the day, rather he gets paid for the entire project, for the entire mission. When it's completed, he gets paid a set amount. So the Gemara is going to discuss having someone, having a goy, do for one melacha, bekablanut, on Shabbat, or any time where it's asur, it's forbidden for the Jew to do melacha. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mekable kibolet, regarding a goy who receives a job from a Jew to be paid bekablanut as a contractor, which means he's paid for the completed job rather than by the day. So betoch atchum asur, chutz latchum mutar. Talking about the day of Shabbat, even though he's not paid by the day, but bekablanut is asur if it's betoch atchum, if the person who's doing the work is doing it within the tchum Shabbat, within the boundaries of the tchum Shabbat on Shabbat, which means that it's possible that a Jew is going to see the non-Jew doing the work for the Jew. And there is marita ayin, there's a problem of the way it looks. It looks like the Jew maybe assigned the work for him on that day, even though it's not true. He made his own schedule, but it looks like he told him to do it that day. And because of marita ayin, it is asur. Chutz l'tchum, however, mutar. If the work is being done outside of the Tchum Shabbat, where Jews anyway are not going to be able to walk there and to see the work being done, then it is mutar. Amar Rav Papa says, Vafilu chutz l'tchum, even if the work is done outside of the Tchum, lo amaran ela deleka mata dimkar valehata. We only said that it's mutar if there's no other city that is close to the place where the work is being done. But if there is another city that is in close proximity to there, then asur, then it's prohibited, because it's very likely that the work will be seen by a Jew, and you still have the issue of marita ayin. Amar Rav Misharshia says, "V'chileka mata dimkarva lehatam nami," and even when there is no city that is close to the place where the work is being done, also, lo amaran ela b'shabbatot u'b'yamim tovim. We only say that it's mutar on Shabbat and Yom Tov, de'lo shchichi inshi de'azli lahatam, where there aren't any Jewish people that go there to the place where the work is being done, because it's outside of the tchum and people don't walk there at on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Aval b'chulo shel moed, but on chol moed, where a person is not allowed to have work done for him. So even though this is bikablanut, and even though it's outside of the tchum and there's no city close to it, but chol moed people are allowed to travel. Deshchichi inshi de'azli ve'atu lehatam. It's possible to find people that go, that come and go from there, and they will see the work being done, and they know it's chol moed. Asu, it's going to be, it is asu, because it's going to be marita ayin. People will think that he hired him to do the work that day, on the day of Chol HaMoed, which is asur for him. Here we see a case where Chol HaMoed is actually more chamur than Shabbat and Yom Tov. In the case of Kablanut, outside of the Tchum, even when there is no city close by to the place, on Shabbat and Yom Tov it will be mutar, because it would not present a problem of marita ayin, whereas Chol HaMoed it would be asur, because it is a problem of marita ayin. It is possible for people to see. The Gemara relates, Marzutra bered Rav Nachman, Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, banu le'afdana mekable kibolet chutz litchum. Afdana means a mansion, a beautiful house. So for Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, Mekable Kibolet, contractors, they built a mansion for him outside of the Tchum, and it was built on Shabbat. Ikla Rav Safra v'Rav Huna Bar Chinena. Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinena happened to be in the area, velo alu legabe, and they did not enter this house because it was built on Shabbat in a way that's asur. Ve'ika de'amri hu nami lo alu legabe, and some say that even Mar Zutra himself, the one who it was built for, did not enter it because it was built on Shabbat. So the Gemara asks, but what was the problem? Ve'ha'amar Shmuel. But didn't Shmuel say mekable kibolet betoch ha'tchum asur, chutz le'tchum mutar? Shmuel said that by kablanut, only if it's being built betoch ha'tchum, it's asur. But over here, this case was chutz le'tchum, it was being built outside of the tchum, so it's mutar. Why did they not want to enter it? What was wrong? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer, adam chashuv shane, like we saw at the end of Daf Yud Aleph, that by Adam Chashuv, by an important person such as Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, it's different, and he has to be machmir, he has to show an example, even when halachically, basically, it's mutar, but it was the chumrah of Adam Chashuv. Ve'ika d'amri, and some say a different answer, siyue saya betivna bahadayhu. Mar Zutra, the case was that Mar Zutra himself, he was misaya, he assisted them, he helped them, betivna, with providing for them the straw for the making of the bricks. So it comes out that they were not fully independent contractors. He did have a hand in what they did, he helped them out, and therefore, in that case, it was asul for them to work on Shabbat, even outside of the tchum, because he assisted them. So this is a different case. Rav Chama shara lehu leavun gere deberesh galuta leme bad lehu avita bechula de moada. Rav Chama allowed the avun gere of the house of the resh galuta. Avun gere, Rashi explains, mesadre shulchanot, the people who worked by the house of the resh galuta, of the head of the galut, the exilarch. There were attendants that took care of the tables. They set the tables and fixed the tables. So Rav Chama allowed for them to do this work that they did, even though it was Chol HaMoed. And what was his reasoning? Amar, kevan de'agar lakashakle, since after all, they don't take payment for working during Chol HaMoed. They didn't get any payment for it. So therefore, sharshu yehu dekame sharshu le. It was only, they received only a very small profit. They profited in the way of the amount of their meal, which means in exchange for doing the work of setting the tables, they were given the meal. They ate together with everyone else. That was their type of payment. So it wasn't really that they got paid. It was just a revach be'alma, Rashi says, a sort of a profit that they were able to eat. They got a meal for the day. And therefore, it's not considered, v'lo chashiv melacha, Rashi says, it's not considered mamash doing a labor, an actual labor on Chol HaMoed, v'let lanba, and that's why we have no problem with it. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, mekablim kibolet b'moed, la'asota le'achar ha'moed. Goyim, who are workers, who are contractors for a Jew, they're allowed to be mekabel kibolet. They're allowed to receive the work on Chol HaMoed in order to do it after the Moed. Uba Moed asur. But they're not allowed to do the work during Chol HaMoed. So on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to give them the job and tell them what you need from them to do, but it has to be done after Chol HaMoed. Klalo shel davar. The principle is, in general, kol shehu oseh, anything that a Jew is allowed to do for himself, omer lagoy ve'oseh, he's allowed to tell the goy to do for him. V'chol she'eno oseh, anything that a person is not allowed to do for himself, en omer lagoy ve'oseh, he's not allowed to tell the goy to do for him. Tanya idach, we learned in another braita, mekablim kibolet b'moed la'asotah le'achar ha'moed. As we just said, you're allowed to give a job to a goy, a contractor, a non-Jewish contractor. You're allowed to give him a job to do on the moed. You'll have to give it to him on the Moed, and he will do it after Chol HaMoed. Ubilvad, on condition, shelo yimdod, veshelo yishkol, veshelo yimne, kederech shu oseh bachol. As long as you don't measure, or you don't weigh, or you don't count, which means things that are needed for planning for the work itself, for the job itself, that should not be done, kederech shu oseh bachol, in the same way that you do on a regular weekday. Being that it's Chol HaMoed, you should not do those things in as planning for the job in the regular way. But overall, he's allowed to tell the goy to do what he needs to do, and he will do it after the Chag. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita, En marbi'in behema bechulo shel moed. We are not allowed to breed an animal, which means to compel a male animal to mate with a female. We're not allowed to actually do that on Chol HaMoed, because that resembles a melacha, that is tircha yetera, to be done on Chol HaMoed. Kayotzebo, similarly, en marbi'in bivechor velo bifsule hamukdashim. Bechor is a firstborn animal, that is kadosh, Bikdushat Bechor, and Psuleh HaMukdashim means something that was consecrated, that was Mukdash for the Korban, but then it became Pasul. So even after it was redeemed, after it became Pasul and was redeemed, it's still, you're not allowed to work the animal. And so therefore, being that we're not allowed to work the animal of Psuleh HaMukdashim, nor the animal who is a Bechor, by the Bechor, it says in Pasuk, Lo tagoz Bechor shorecha, right? You're not allowed to work the animal which is a Bechor, or Psuleh HaMukdashim. Therefore, in Marbi'in, we are not allowed to breed them either. Just like we said that by Chol HaMoed, that's considered a form of a labor. So the same thing in regards to animals that are Kadosh, it's considered a form of a labor, and we're not allowed to do that for them. Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braita, En marbi'im behema bechulo shel moed, like we just mentioned, that we're not allowed to breed an animal on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, there is one exception. Chamora shetav'a, a female donkey, shetav'a, tav'a with a taf means that she wants to mate. You see that she is in a heat, in a state of heat, she wants to mate with a male. So it's important that you do something to please her so that she doesn't cool off. Marbi'im aleha zachar. In that case, even if it's Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to breed her with a male. Bishvil shelo titztanen. So she shouldn't cool off. Because if she will cool off, that can cause a very big loss. She can become barren, and that is davar ha'aved, and therefore it's mutar on Chol HaMoed in that case. Ush'al kol ha'behemot, with regard to any other animal that you find that is in heat of the moment and is tovea, so machnisim otam labakarut. You merely put them into the corral with all the other animals, with all the other males, and you don't have to do it on your own like with the chamora to actually breed them. Let her breed on her own. You put her together with the other animals, and they will do it on their own. It's not as necessary, it's not as vital as in the case of the chamora. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, en medayerin lo b'shabbatot velo b'yamim tovim velo b'chulo shel moed. En medayerin means we don't bring the livestock, we don't bring the animals into the field, into certain areas of the field, in order to fertilize the area with their manure. So that's called le dayer, and we're not allowed to do that, to bring the animals for the purpose of fertilizing, not on Shabbat, not on Yom Tov, and not even on Chol HaMoed. Ve'im ba'u me'alehem mutar. If the animals came on their own to the field, then it's mutar. You don't have to remove them, even though you benefit from the fact that their manure now is going to fertilize the ground, but you're allowed to leave them. You don't have to remove them from there. The Braita continues and says, ve'en mesayein otan, which means even if in the case where the animals came in on their own, but en mesayein otam, we cannot assist them. Let's say you have a shepherd who's a goy, so you're not allowed to actively help them to bring the sheep all around the field so that it will be fertilized. Ve'en mosrim lahem shomer lena'er et sonam. And also we cannot provide them with a shepherd to help bring all the sheep all around the field so that it's completely fertilized. The only thing we're allowed to do is leave them there, not to remove them, but to do anything that will help them go all around the field to fertilize the field is not allowed on Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. However, haya sechir Shabbat, sechir Chodesh, sechir Shana, sechir Shavua, then mesayein otan u'mosrim lahem shomer lena'er et sonam, which means, if let's say he was a Zechir Shabbat, now in this case, Zechir Shabbat means he was hired for the week. Shabbat means a week, which means he's not hired by the day. So he wasn't hired for the day of Shabbat itself to herd the animals to fertilize the ground. He was hired for the whole week. He's being paid at the end of the week. Or let's say he's a Zechir Chodesh, he's being paid at the end of the month. Or Zechir Shana, he's being paid at the end of the year. Zechir Shavua means he's being paid at the end of the Shemitah cycle, at the end of 7 years. That's what Shavua means here. So in this case, where he's not being paid, he's not hired for that one day of Shabbat, Mesayein Otam, you're even allowed to actively help them in doing so, or to give them a shomer, a helper, to fertilize, to guide all the animals to fertilize the field. That would be mutar. Since they're not specifically hired for Shabbat, they're hired for an extended period of time, and therefore that's why it's mutar. Rabbi Omer, b'Shabbat b'tova. Rabbi says, if you want to help them out on Shabbat, in this case, this sechir, let's say, chodesh, if you want to help them out on Shabbat, you can do it even just betova, just for free to help them. Beyom tov, you can even help them in exchange for getting mezonot, bimzonot, getting food from the goy who is in charge of fertilizing the ground, and you want to help him. So if he gives you food for it, that's also fine if it's Yom Tov. Bamoed, an chol ha-moed, even besachar, even if he pays you for it, it will be mutar. Amar Rav Yosef hilcheta kerabi. Rav Yosef says the halacha is like what Rav Yehuda Nasi just said. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to give us an exactly similar machloket to the Mishnah before, to the first Mishnah of our Perek regarding the olive press. Here it will be the same machloket Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the wine in a wine pit. V'chen mi she'aya yeno betoch habor. Similarly, regarding one who had his wine already in the bo, in the collection pit, which is right next to the wine press. So the wine was pressed out of the grapes, and now it's in the pit, and now it needs to be removed. The wine needs to be removed from the pit so that it doesn't get sour, it doesn't get ruined. But what happened? Ve'er o evel o ones o sheit uhu. Either a evel happened to him, someone died, then he became a avel, or ones, or some other unavoidable accident happened to him, or shehitu, or his workers misled him, they promised to come, and they didn't do so, and now it's chol ha-moed. So what is he allowed to do? Zolef vegomer vegaf kedarko divrei Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Yossi said in the previous Mishnah, he's allowed to be zolef Vegomer, he can collect all the wine from the pit and finish the whole process. Vegaf kedarko, and he even can seal all the barrels of wine in the usual way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ose lo limudim bishvil shelo yachmitz. What he should do, he should build limudim. Limudim means planks of wood. He should build like a wooden panel, with which he's going to cover the pit that has the wine, bishvil shelo yachmitz, so that the wine will not become sour. So now the Gemara is going to discuss why we need this machloket, this same identical machloket, both in the Mishnah before regarding the olive press and in regard here to the grape, to the wine. Utzricha, The Gemara says, and both this Mishnah and the Mishnah before are both necessary. Because if we would only hear the first Mishnah, I would have thought maybe to say that's where Rabbi Yossi said that you're allowed to complete the whole process, mishum de mishcha nafish pesede, because when it comes to oil, the loss is very big. Aval chamra de lo nafish pesede, but in the case of wine where the loss is not as considerable, it's not so big, ema modele Rabbi Yehuda, maybe in this case he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that it should be done in a different way, and not, you shouldn't do the whole process regularly. And if we would only hear this Braita, this Mishnah, this second Mishnah, Batraita, the second Mishnah, Behahika Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought that's where Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, because it's not such a hefsed. Aval behach ema modeh leRabbi Yossi, but in the case of the olive oil, in that case, he would agree with Rabbi Yossi because, to be lenient, because it's a big hefsed, tzricha, that's why we need both Mishnayot. So we see from here that oil is much more expensive than wine, and it's a bigger loss, the Gemara holds, than wine, and that's why it would have been possible to say, to have such a havamina, that's why I need both Mishnayot to be said. And once again here, the Gemara brings the statement of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, which we saw before regarding the earlier Mishnah. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, man tana shinui b'moed b'davar ha'aved. Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba said, who is the Tana who holds that even b'davar ha'aved, in preventing a loss, you still need to do a shinu, you have to do it on Chol HaMoed in a different manner, in an altered way. Delo k'Rabbi Yossi, this is definitely not like Rabbi Yossi's opinion in our Mishnah, where he allows on Chol HaMoed in a davar ha'aved to be done k'darko, in the regular way. And Amar Rav Yosef says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that in a case of Davar HaAved, you're allowed on Chol HaMoed to perform the labor in the usual way. Bau minem Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked a question from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Mahu lemesha havita de shichra bechula de mo'ada. What is the halacha? Are we allowed to seal a barrel, lemesha havita, to seal a barrel of beer, the shichra, during Chol HaMoed? Amar lehu, Sinai amar halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered them, well, we already have a statement that we just learned from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was nicknamed Sinai because he was Baki. He was well-versed in all the Mishnayot and all the Braitaot by heart. So the Gemara elsewhere tells us that Rav Yosef was compared to Har Sinai with his amount of knowledge of Torah. So he was called Sinai. So he told them, Sinai said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yosef already told us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed in the case of Davar Ha'aved to do on Chol HaMoed even without a shinui. So you're allowed to seal the barrels of beer so that the beer doesn't leak out. So they asked him, Emu de Amar Rabbi Yossi bechamra, beshichra mi amar? When did Rabbi Yossi say that the halacha is you can be mekel? Maybe he said that only by chamra, by wine, where there's a big loss. Beshichra, by beer, did he say it? Beer is much cheaper than wine. So it's not going to be such a big loss. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Yossi is not mekel to do it without a shinui. So the Gemara explains why there's no difference. Chamra ta'amamai, what's the reason by wine you would be allowed? Mishum denafish pesede, because there's a big loss. Shichanami it ben peseda, by beer also there is a loss. If the barrel is not going to be properly sealed, then there is going to be a loss as well. And therefore it's mutar. The Amar Abaye, as Abaye said, Amra li em, my mother told me, always referring to his stepmother. Amra li em, bar shit save ushiya mi bar timne velasheya. It's better to have a barrel that only has 6 se'ah. That's a measurement of beer, and yet it is shia, it is sealed, than to have a bigger barrel of 8 se'ah, but it is not sealed, because at the end, in the smaller one that is sealed, more beer will remain and not leak out. more than in the larger one, which is unsealed. So therefore, that's the importance of sealing the beer, the barrels of beer. And that's why, because of this, have said it's allowed on Chol HaMoed as well. Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Rav Chama Bar Gurya says in the name of Rav, Hilchot Moed ke Hilchot Kutim Bahalacha. The halachot of Chol HaMoed are similar to the halachot that are kept by the Kutim. Rashi brings down that the Gemayin Chulin says about the Kutim, Hecha de achzik achzik, hecha de lo achzik lo achzik. There were certain halachot that the Kutim kept, and there were certain halachot that the Kutim did not keep. So, in other words, you cannot learn one from another. And that's what the Gemara will explain here. Lemay hilcheta, regarding to what halacha are they similar? Amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Amar Rav, Rav Daniel Bar Katina says in the name of Rav, Lomar shehen akurot, to teach, it's like, it teaches us that the halachot of Moed are just like the halachot of Kutim, that they are akurot, they are barren, they are sterile. Just like a woman who is not able to give birth, she's called akara. These halachot of the Kutim and the Ilchot Chol HaMoed do not give birth one to another. Ve'en lemedot zo mizo. You cannot extrapolate from one halacha in Chol HaMoed to another. Just because one melacha is mutar, you cannot learn from that that necessarily another melacha is mutar as well. The Amar Shmuel, an example to this is, as Shmuel says, Zoftin kuzta ve'en zoftim chavita. We are allowed to be zofet. We're allowed to seal a jug. Kuzta means a jug with pitch of tar. You're allowed to seal it with tar, but you're not, ve'en zoftim chavita, we're not allowed to seal a barrel with pitch of tar on Chol HaMoed. So you see that just because you're allowed to seal with tar the smaller barrel, the jug, that doesn't mean you're allowed to do it by the bigger one. Rav Dimi min Nehar De'a amar, zoftin chavita ve'en zoftin kusta. In fact, Rav Dimi from Nehar De'a said the other way around, that you're allowed to seal the chavit, but you're not allowed to seal the jug with tar. Mar chayish lifseda umar chayish letircha. Now, the machloket between Shmuel and Rav Dimi min Harda is that Rav Dimi, who said that you're allowed to be zofet the bigger one, the chavit, that's because he's more concerned about peseda. Chayish li peseda is more worried about the possible financial loss. And that's why he allowed to seal the larger one, because that's a potential bigger loss. Whereas Shmuel was more chayish letircha. He was more worried, more concerned by Chol HaMoed about unnecessary tircha, unnecessary work on Chol HaMoed, and therefore he allowed sealing the smaller one, which requires less effort. Amar Abaye says, Naktinan, we have a tradition, we learn b'masoret, hilchot moed ke hilchot shabbat, that the halachot of Chol HaMoed are just like Hilchot Shabbat. In which way? Yesh mehen patur aval asur, v'yesh mehen mutar lechatchila. Some melachot during Chol HaMoed are patur aval asur, which means that the isur is only lechatchila, but b'diavad, a person, if he does it, he's not chayav. V'yesh mehen mutar lechatchila. And there are those halachot that are even lechatchila mutar, and not even asur lechatchila. So as Rashi explains, when we said before, en zoftim, we do not seal, it means lechatchila we're not supposed to. But b'di'avad, a person is not chayav, he's not punishable if he did so on Chol HaMoed. And when we said in the halacha zoftin, that you are allowed to seal, that it means mutar lechatchila. And this is similar to Hilchot Shabbat, where you have this type of terminology as well. Rav Huna, chatzdu lechatzada bemo'ada. Rav Huna had his crop harvested for him on Chol HaMoed. So his son asked a question on him. Etive Rabba b'Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, asked on his father Rav Huna from a braita. It states in a braita, Tochanin kemach b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed. We are allowed to grind flour on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of the chag. V'shelo letzorich ha-moed asur. But if it's not, if you're grinding flour not for the purpose of the chag, then it's asur. Davar she'avud, but something that if you're not going to do, it will result in a financial loss. Ba-moed, mutar la'asoto ba-moed. Something like that, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Davar she'eno avud ba-moed asur. But if it's not going to involve a loss, so then it's not allowed to do this melacha on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Braita and says, Bamed devarim amurim, when do we say this, that it's mutar if it's davar ha'aved, bitlushim min hakarka. That's regarding crop that is already detached from the ground. Aval mechubar la'karka, but crops that are still attached to the ground, that are in the field, afilu kulo avud asur, even if it's all going to go lost, you're not allowed to do any labor with mechubar lakarka. V'im en lo mayochal, however, in the case where he doesn't have what to eat, right, so what should he do? Kotzer u'm'amer v'dash v'zore u'borer v'tochen. Then he's allowed to do all the melachot. He's allowed to be kotzer, to harvest, to be me'amer, to bundle together the bundles of the wheat, and to do v'dash, and to thresh, v'zore, to winnow the grain in the wind, u'borer, and to separate the grain, v'tochen, and to grind the grain into flour. That's when he doesn't have what to eat. Ubilvad shelo yadush beparot, as long as he doesn't do the threshing with cows, which is the normal way on a regular day. So this is the baita. So now the question is, how did Rav Huna certainly had enough to eat, his son figures. So he's asking, how did he allow his workers to harvest the field during Chol HaMoed? It says over here, b'mchubar lakarka, it's asu. Rav Huna told his son that the opinion of that braita is a dat yachid. It's an individual opinion, and we don't hold like it lehalacha. The Tanya, as we learned in a braita, klal amar Rabban Shimon Megamliel mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabban Shimon Megamliel said a principle, a general rule in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Davar atalush min hakarka, something that is already detached from the ground, afilu miktzato avud mutar, even if just a part of it will go lost if you don't do its work during the chag, it's mutar an Chol HaMoed. Ve'amechubar lakarka, afilu kulo avud asur. But crop that is still attached to the ground, even if all of them will be lost, it's asur. So what do we see from here? We see that this is only the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabban Shimon Megamliel said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi, but the halakha is not like that. The Chachamim disagreed, and they held that by davar aved, even if it's mechubar lakarka, it's mutar. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'i Rabbi Yossi yadush nami beparot." If you're telling me that this braita that the Rabba Bar Rav Huna brought his father, if you're telling me it's dat yachid, it's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, then why does the braita end over there? Ubilvad shelo yadush beparot, that he shouldn't thresh with the cows. Let him do it with the yadush nami beparot. Let him do it with the cows as well. Ha'amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba mantana shinui b'moed b'davar aved de lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Didn't we learn before that Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba said that who is the one who requires a shinui in Chol HaMoed in davar aved? That's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi never requires a shinui to do something in a way of shinui when it's davar ha'aved that is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. So why does the Braita say, if you're telling me that the Braita is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, which is Dat Yachid, so why does it say at the end that the threshing has to be done in a shinui and not with the cows? Amar lach, the Gemara answers, Hachanami kevan de kol yoma lav beparot daishi, haidana nami lav shinui hu. Rabbi Yossi can tell you the reason why the Braita says at the end, "Ubilvad shelo yadush beparot," it's not because you have to do it b'shinui. The truth is, that's not considered a shinui. Achanami, kevan de kol yoma lav beparot daishi. Even during the regular days, we don't always use cows to thresh. So ha'idana nami lav shinui hu. So it's not considered, now on Chol HaMoed, not using the cows, that's not considered a shinui. That is something that many times, even during the regular days, we don't use the cows. The reason why he said not to be dash with the parot at the end of the braita is not in order to require a shinui. That he doesn't. Rabbi Yossi doesn't require a shinui. It's just in order if you're in order not to attract attention to the work that is being done during Chol HaMoed. If you're going to use cows, that's going to attract the public attention. It's going to be mefarsem the melacha. That's the reason why you shouldn't do it with a whole to-do with parot, but not because of shinui, and therefore that braita is Rabbi Yossi, therefore that braita is Da'at Yachid, and Chachamim disagree with that braita. They hold that even when it's mechubar lekarka, if it's Devar Aved, is allowed, and therefore what Rav Huna did was not against the halacha to have his field harvested on Chol HaMoed. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, Tochanin b'moed letzorech ha-moed, v'shelo letzorech ha-moed asur. We are allowed to be tochen, to grind flour on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of the chag. V'shelo letzorech ha-moed, not for the purpose of the chag, it's asur. V'im tachan v'hotir. However, if let's say he ground flour and he left some flour over, he had some left over, so then, harez mutar, you're allowed to use it after the chag. For the purpose of after the chag, you're not allowed. But here you ground for the purpose of the chag and you had some left over. Harez mutar, you're allowed to use that flour after the chag. Kotzetzim etzim b'moed letzorech ha-moed. We're allowed, another din, the Braita says, we're allowed to cut down trees on Chol HaMoed for the sake of the moed, of the chag. V'shelo letzorech ha-moed asur. If it's not for the purpose of the chag, then you're not allowed. If you cut down trees for the chag and some wood was left over, you're allowed to use it after the chag. The Braita continues, metilin shechar b'moed letzorech ha-moed. We're allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of the moed, v'shelo letzorech ha-moed asur, but not for the purpose of after the chag. V'im hetil v'hotir, if you brewed beer for the purpose of the chag, v'hotir, and you had leftover beer, hare ze mutar, you're allowed to use it after the chag, u'bilvad shelo ya'arim. However, as long as you don't do it in a way of a trick, which means you're going to abuse this heter to do something on Chol HaMoed, and you'll know that some will be left over. So now you're doing it really for the purpose of the of after the chag, and you're relying on the fact that you're going to use a little bit during the chag, and you'll say, oh, it's just left over. But your intention all along was for after the chag. Well, then it's not allowed. That's called to do ha'arama. Ha'arama means to do something in a way that is fake. So yeah, it has to be real, which means that when you do, when you're going to brew the beer, it has to be for the purpose of the moed. If it happens to be that some is left over, you're allowed to use it, but not with the intention beforehand. Ureminhu, the Gemara asks a stira from another braita. It says in another braita, "Metilin shechar b'moed letzorech ha-moed, v'shelo letzorech ha-moed asur." We're allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of the chag, not for the purpose of the chag. We are not allowed. Echad shechar temarim ve'echad shechar seorim. This applies both to beer that is made with dates and beer that is made with barley. Ve'af al pi sheyesh lo yashan ma'arim ve'shote min hechadash. Now this braita says that even though you have yashan, which means you have some old beer, but you want to make new beer, ma'arim v'shote min hechadash, even though you have enough for the chag, you're allowed to do bederech ha'arama, you're allowed to do it in a way of a trick, which means v'shote min hechadash, you make new beer, drink a little bit of the chadash during the chag, and therefore you have new beer after the chag, And that will be mutar. It seems from this braita that to do ha'arama is allowed on Chol HaMoed. Answers the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's not a stira, it's a machloket, Tanaim. De Tanya, we learned in a braita, En ma'arimim bekach, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, ma'arimim. According to Tanakama, we don't allow ha'arama to go around Isur of doing melacha during Chol HaMoed with the ha'arama. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda allows it to be done in a way of the ha'arama, which means you're making the new beer, and you're making so much that it's obvious that you're making it for after the chag, but you're going to use it also during the chag, and so that's called ha'arama, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, that's allowed, and that's the heter of the second braita, whereas the first braita is the opinion of Tanakama. Rav, chatzdule chatzada bechula demuada. Once again, Now, this is about Rav. He had his crop harvested on Chol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel Ikpad. Shmuel heard about this, and he was upset with Rav. How did he allow this? So the Gemara, now we already answered this before with the question of Rav Abba Rav Huna on his father Rav Huna. And remember, we said that the opinion that says that you're not allowed to harvest the field, that's a dat yachid. So the Gemara is going to ask here, why was Shmuel upset? Lema Shmuel ki yichida'a svirale? Is it because Shmuel, shall we say that it's because Shmuel holds, according to the opinion of a dat yachid, of Rabbi Yossi, who says that all kinds of labor for a crop that is attached to the ground is not allowed? Is that why he was upset? Shall we say that Shmuel holds like a dat yachid? No, the Gemara answers, no, over here it's different. Chatzada dechite hava. Over here, the crop was wheat. Delahava pased. It would not be ruined if you would just push off the harvest 1 week till after the Chag. And that's why Shmuel was upset. You're not going to be mafsid. This is wheat. And wheat can stay for a while unharvested. So the Gemara asks, V'rav maitama avid hachi? So why be'emet did Rav do so? Did he allow for it to be harvested? The Gemara says, "En lo mayochal hava." At that point in time, he didn't have anything to eat. He needed something to eat for the Chag, and that's why it was allowed for him to harvest this crop. Ushmuel. So if that's the case, then why was Shmuel upset with him? If en lo mayochal. So the Gemara says two answers. Lo siyemu hakame. One answer could be they didn't complete the story to Shmuel. When they gave the report to Shmuel, they didn't tell him that Rav is en lo mayochal. They just told him that he harvested his field. That's why he was upset. Inami, or you could say another answer, Adam chashuv shani. Once again, this terutz, Rav is Adam chashuv. He's different. And therefore, Shmuel thought that Rav should have been more machmir, even in his difficult circumstance, where en lo mayochal, he should have found a different way than allowing for his field to be harvested during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara tells us another case. Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a nafak bechumarta de medusha. Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, once again, this is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's his great-grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, in the first generation of Amoraim. Nafak, he went out, now this is talking about Shabbat, he went out from his home into the Chatzer, Bechumarta de Madusha, with a ring that had a seal on it. They used to have rings with seals, that was made with a special type of seal, Almog, with the coral from the sea. So it was a nice type of a ring. And he allowed himself to go outside with it from the Reshut HaYachid on Shabbat. And another thing that he did, not connected to Shabbat, V'ishti maya de'achim kapila arama'a. And he drank water that was heated up, that was boiled by a non-Jewish cook. Kapila arama'a. Kapila means cook, arama'a means a goy. So Shama Rabbi Ami Ikpad. Rabbi Ami heard about these two things that Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a allowed for himself to do, and he was upset with him. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "My tama ikpad." Why was he upset? Imishum chuparta de medusha. In regards to the first thing that he did, that he went outside on Shabbat with the ring, with that special seal. Hatanya, but we learned in a braita that that's allowed. Hashirin hanezamim vehatabaot. Types of bracelets, nose rings, and all kinds of rings. These are like all the utensils that a person could carry in a courtyard, in a chatzer. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a was, what he did was according to the halacha, it's mutar. If it's because of the water that he drank that was boiled by a nochri, by a goy, ha'amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak amarav. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says in the name of Rav regarding the halacha of bishule akum, kol shen echal kemot sheuchai, anything that is eaten or drank raw, like water. Water you have even if you don't cook the water, right? En bo mishum bishule goyim. It's not subject to the halacha, to the isur of eating food that was cooked by a goy. So now, just because he boiled the water, that doesn't make it asu. Water is ne'echal kumo shehu chai. So why was Rabbi Ami upset with Rabbi Yehuda Nesia? Answers the Gemara, Adam chashuv shane. An important person is different, and Rabbi Ami thought that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia should be more machmir on himself. Coming back to Chol HaMoed, Amar Rav Chananel Amarav, Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav, Kotzetz Adam Dekel Bamoed, a person is allowed on Chol HaMoed to chop down a palm tree, even though you don't really need the fruit or the branches, all you need is the nesoret. Nesoret is the sawdust of the wood. He needs that. And even though that's the only thing he needs, he's allowed to cut down the tree on Chol HaMoed. Lait ala Abaye. The Gemara says, Abaye cursed it, which means such a behavior, to do such an effort on Chol HaMoed for such a small thing, Abaye was very upset. He cursed someone who did such a thing. Rav Asher Havale Iba Bishlanya. So in connection to this, the Gemara tells us that Rav Asher, he had a Iba. Iba means he had a forest in the city of Shlanya. Azale Mikzeye V'chula Demu'ada. And he went to cut down trees on Chol HaMoed. And the reason why he was cutting down the trees was for the sawdust, was for the nasoret. So he was relying on the opinion of what Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav. Amar le Rav Sheila Mishlanya le Rav Ashi. So Rav Sheila of the city of Shlanya told Rav Ashi, "My datich, what are you relying here? What are you thinking? The Ka'amarav Chananel Amarav, because of what Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Kotzetz Adam Dekel Bamoed Afal Pi Sheino Tzarich Ela Le Nasoret Shelo. Is that what you're relying on? But don't you know, Abaye cursed such a thing. He said, you're not supposed to do that. Amar le Rav Ashi told him, lo shmi ali, I didn't hear it. And what he meant, but I didn't hear it, is klomar lo svir ali, I don't hold of it. I don't go according to that opinion. I disagree with Abaye. So he went on and chopping down the trees. You know what happened? Ishtemit narga. The axe slipped out of his hand. And it was about to cut off his thigh. It was about to hurt his leg. And it almost happened, and he realized this was a siman from Shamayim that don't go against the klala of Abaye. Shavke vehadar ata. He left it, which means he stopped his chopping, and he came back only after the mu'ed. He went home, and he only continued it after the mu'ed. Rav Yehuda shara leme'ekar kitna. Rav Yehuda allowed on Chol HaMoed leme'ekar kitna to uproot flax from the ground, ule miktal keshuta, and to cut out of the ground keshuta. Keshuta is a type of herb, a type of plant that is used for making beer. It's called hops. Ule mikar shum sheme, and to uproot sesame plants. So Rav Yehuda allowed all this uprooting from the ground of flax, of the hops, the keshut, and the sesame plants. He allowed for it to be done on Chol HaMoed. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, "Bishlama kitna, I understand the case of allowing to uproot the flax. Chazel lechafifa, it has a use on the Moed. I understand why you're allowed to cut it off on Chol HaMoed, because you could use it on the Moed for chafifa. Chafifa milashon chupa, to cover. You can cover fruits with it. So that's fine. Keshuta, to cut the keshuta. I understand. Chazi leshichra, it is useful for brewing the beer, for making beer. So I can see you allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, because there is a necessity for it on Chol HaMoed. Ela shum sheme lemai chaze, but to uproot sesame plants. Normally by sesame seeds, they require a long time to dry before any oil can be extracted from them. So that means there's not going to be any use with them on Chol HaMoed. So how did Rav Yehuda allow for that to be done? Answers the Gemara, Chazel lenazye de'it behu. Rav Yosef answered him, he told him, the sesame seeds as well, they're also edible. Nazye means the seeds of the sesame seeds can be consumed immediately during the Moed. even though the oil to be made from them is only after a long time, but to eat the small seeds is possible, and therefore there is a use on the moed. Rabbi Yanai havale hahu pardesa. Rabbi Yanai had an orchard. Dematazimne bechula demoada. The time for harvesting of the fruit of this orchard came out on Chol HaMoed. Katfe. So he harvested it during the Chol HaMoed, because otherwise the fruits would spoil. Leshana, the following year, you know what happened? Shayuha kule alma lepardesayhu lechula demoada. Everyone delayed the harvest of their orchards until Chol HaMoed. You know, Chol HaMoed, people have time. So they saw that Rabbi Yanai harvested his orchard on Chol HaMoed last year. So they said, oh, okay, so I'm going to harvest during Chol HaMoed. And so they left over the job, even though they could have done it before, they left over the harvest until Chol HaMoed. Ah, afkere Rabbi Yanai lepardese hahishata. Rabbi Yanai declared his orchard that year hefker. He released ownership, he gave it away. Because he saw that his harvesting of the fruit provided a very bad example for everyone. It caused people to do something that is inappropriate, to do work on Chol HaMoed that was unnecessary, and therefore he was mafkir his orchard to everyone. He didn't want to have hana'a to derive any benefit from that one, from that orchard. The next Mishnah, Machnis Adam Perotav Mipene HaGanavim. About to bring in the fruit from the field, not harvesting, but after it's harvested, to bring in all the fruits into the house on Chol HaMoed. Is that allowed? Yes, a person is allowed, mipene haganavim, because he's concerned about thieves. If he's going to leave the fruits outside, they could get stolen. Veshole pishtano min hamishra bishvil shelo tovad. And also, a person is allowed to take out, to draw out the flax from the water that the flax was being soaked in. He's allowed to take it out on Chol HaMoed bishvil shelo tovad, so that the flax does not get ruined. If you let it to be soaking for too long in the water, it will get ruined. So it's allowed on Chol HaMoed. Ubilvad shelo yechaven et melachto b'moed. As long as you don't plan out from the beginning, you schedule it to be performed dafka on Chol HaMoed, that's not allowed. But if it happens to be that the time comes to do these things on Chol HaMoed, you could, because it's aved. V'chulan im kivnu melachtan b'moed yovedu. In all these cases, if a person planned from the beginning to perform these labors on Chol HaMoed, then yovedu, he has to allow for it to go lost. It's a knas that he's not allowed to benefit from what he did, from this melachat that he did on Chol HaMoed. Tana, it was taught in a braita, in connection to what the Mishnah said, that you're allowed to bring in all the fruits on Chol HaMoed because of the concern from the ganavim, so provided that you're bringing all the fruits into the house in a way of tzina, quietly, privately, without any noise, so as to still preserve the kavod of Chol HaMoed. Rav Yosef Havale Keshure. Rav Yosef had wooden beams, Ailinhu bi mama, and he brought them into his house during the day of Chol HaMoed. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye asked him, "Vehatania, but did we not learn ubilvad shiachnisem betzina betoch beto? Do you have to bring the fruits, for example? You have to bring them into the home, but privately, in a discreet way, in a quiet way. And you brought your beams in the middle of the day, in front of everyone, into your house. How is that allowed?" So Rav Yosef answered Abaye, told him, you should know, Amar le, tzina dehane yemamahu. When it comes to wooden beams, their tzina, their discretion, doing it in tzina by them, is dafka to do it in the day. Why? Kevan de belelia ba'u gavre yatire. Because if I were to do it at night, I would have to hire more people to carry the beams, because at night you also need ubau madbure denura. You need people who carry torches to provide light. So I'm going to have many more people gathered together to help me with the bringing in the beams. Avshamilta, and that will cause the matter to be more noisy and more noticeable. And that's why in the daytime, where I don't need the people carrying the torches, so there's less people, that would be considered sin'ah when it comes to the wooden beams.